Present AJ, Napoli Nissan of Milford, news.
200 pounds of weed seized at a strip club. How many lap dances is that? How much does a lap dance cost? That's where we'd have to start. Do we have any correspondents who, or Chaz and AJ contributors who can call in that intel for us?
Please, thank you.
How much is a lap dance? 1-877-764-2535. That is the top story. Lap dance.
Exactly.
But let's go to this story, then we'll gather some information, and we'll go back to that 200 pounds of weed being seized at a strip club.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is a local story, by the way.
Yes.
You're going to love it. Crazy road rage on the Mass Pike.
Crazy.
A man clinging to the hood of an SUV during a 70-mile-an-hour road rage incident. Multiple cars got involved. Good Samaritan pulls a gun. State police show up. Not happy with that help.
No, they were not.
It was pandemonium on the Mass Pike.
Put the gun down.
Yeah. Oh, put the gun down. Put the gun down. Get on the ground.
Yep.
Get on the ground. Spread eagle on the ground.
Of which you do.
But here's a local news report that sums up the incident.
This all began when the driver of an SUV, he says, sideswiped his truck. Now, he got out to talk to the driver of that SUV, but somehow ended up on the hood of the SUV. The driver took off.
He held on. See, that's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
How did you end up on the roof?
Right.
That changes everything for me. Like, was the guy going to take off and then you jumped on...
Yeah,
right.
The hood?
Right.
Or were you walking in front of his car and then he hit you and you ended up on the hood?
Right, one or the other.
Yeah.
Ended up on the hood of the SUV. The driver took off. He held on for dear life. As you said,
does this reporter have tissues stuck in her nose?
Chest congestion.
I think so. She's standing
she
there.
She on the hood of the car.
Actually, I'm only 2 feet tall. I'm actually inside your television.
I actually represent the Lollipop Guild.
They were going down the Yellowbrick Road when this happened.
Yeah. All right. Back it up a second, please.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, that driver going as fast as 70 miles per hour. They estimated this went on for about 3 miles.
True.
3 miles.
Yeah, she didn't really cover everything. So we want to know how he ended up on the hood. That's
yes.
really, mm-hmm. that's a real important detail.
Right.
Real important.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
apparently, what she said that the guy sideswiped his vehicles when he got out to confront him on it, he ended up on the hood.
No, she said somehow
yeah.
ended up.
Oh.
No, that's somehow.
Right. What's the somehow?
Yeah.
Right.
Changes
Find
everything.
It.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
it does.
Is he a victim or is he a nut job who jumped on the hood?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's a nut job who jumped on the hood, and by the way, the windshield was busted.
Right.
So did this guy break the windshield with his body?
Right.
Ooh.
From impact or
yeah.
was he punching the windshield?
Mm-hmm. I can answer that question for you because in another.
All right, what happened?
In another one of the broadcasts
yeah,
about it,
what
they,
happened?
They showed the guy. Apparently, this guy got in the hood, smashed the guy's windshield with one of those travel mugs.
Oh, well, he was traveling.
Right, he was.
Yeah.
Here, have some coffee.
I'm going to take my coffee on the 70-mile-an-hour trip holding on to your hood.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a travel mug, so.
Yeah. It's chilly out there. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you needed energy to stay on.
I don't know. Once you bash the mug against the windshield, though, you can't drink out of it because there's going to be little tiny glass shards particles.
That's why he
so
held
that
on.
Coffee becomes useless quickly.
Right, now you got to pay for this mug
and
also.
And it's going to get cold out there in the wind 70 miles an hour on the Mass Pike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So he got on the hood. We don't know how he got on the hood, but he had a travel mug in his hand. Okay.
Something's going on here.
I don't think he had his truck hit and then got out of his car and thought, let me go drink some coffee with this guy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to sip my coffee, and
what?
I'm going to go over and have a conversation. You know, he went over there with that mug, like, I'm going to bash this frigging guy in the head with this mug.
Right.
What gives you that indication?
This is a weapon.
Yeah.
Obviously, this person is sleepy. I'm going to offer my coffee to him so he doesn't hit me
Yes,
car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was just worried about his energy level.
Right. Right.
Energy level.
Yeah, he's dozing.
I'm going to put this together just with a few facts that we have.
Right.
This guy's a nut job. Gets out.
Right.
And this guy with the SUV took off because he was in fear of his life.
It was nut job meets nut job.
Yeah. I think this guy was probably okay until he met Coffee Mug Man.
If you've seen both guys, the guy who was driving the SUV could easily take the guy who was on the hood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Easily take him.
You think so?
Yeah.
He should have just stepped out.
Yeah. I'm not sure
about
that.
At 70 miles an hour.
He's shown himself.
You just never know.
He was younger. He was in better shape.
It doesn't matter. If that's a guy who knows how to fight, learned in the Marines, punches you in the neck, it's over.
Or it's just one crazy person. Like, that really, you have to factor that in.
Right.
Or he wanted coffee of his own, and this guy's in the way.
But what was scary is that he was doing these bursts of, like, 70 miles an hour and then breaking.
Yeah, he was trying to fling them off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like Spider-Man.
So there were cars who were rolling their phones and driving alongside this experience.
Man. Yep.
And you can hear the engine whining out.
Oh, man.
And then you'd see the brake lights come on. So this guy was holding on good to the hood. However, coffee mug guy had multiple opportunities to get off. So the guy would come to a complete stop.
Roll off the hood.
And you would think right then.
Roll off.
Like, you know what? I want out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you made your point? I'm getting off now.
Yeah.
I don't like this ride anymore. My fingers are getting sore.
Yeah. Roll to the right or the left. Not in front. That'd be stupid.
Yeah.
So the guy's right over you.
No, but when the guy comes to a complete stop, you get right off. It's
exactly.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the ride, lady.
But how embarrassing is that walk back to your car?
That's a long walk.
It really is. Yeah, now you're 3 miles away.
Everyone's looking at
you. Yeah, your vehicle's still running. The door is open.
Yeah,
no hazard flashes
that's
on.
That's just, you can't do it. You can't go back. You're on. You're all in at this point.
Who parked their pickup truck over here?
Oh, I see what you're saying, Pam. So you don't get off the hood because it's like, hey, I'm a mile away from my car now, so I'm getting a ride.
Yeah.
Right. Can you
got to get a ride back.
Can you loop around, sir? Go back to my vehicle?
Because everyone's staring at you on the way back. It's just embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, they don't know why you're walking back.
No.
They have an idea.
With a smashed coffee mug.
Yeah.
Your hair all windblown.
And the guy in the car kept yelling to coffee mug guy, get off my car. Yeah.
Get off my car.
Get off my car.
Seems like a reasonable request.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a reasonable request.
Yeah. Right.
Was he holding on to the mug the whole time?
No, the mug was gone. So I didn't even know there was a mug involved until AJ mentioned it.
Yeah, the guy mentioned it in the story. That's the only clip they had of the guy saying, he smashed my windshield with a coffee mug.
If that guy in the SUV didn't do those bursts of 70 miles an hour, then power brake, he would be the victim here.
Yeah.
Completely 100%.
Would have, but did not.
It was just that makes him seem...
Well, you almost killed
somebody.
You're
trying to kill someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then what do we have? We have coffee mug guy?
Yes.
All right, here's coffee mug guy.
I just kept telling him, stop the car. And
hold on a second. I watched it. He stopped the car multiple times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He did.
All right, so you may be saying stop the car, but then he stops the car, and then maybe he was saying move the car. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Stop the car, now go.
Yeah.
Stop the car, now go.
Yeah, because he stopped the car multiple times, and this guy did not get off.
Car, and he wouldn't stop. I thought he was going to run over me. And I don't think he stopped. He kept going fast, slow, trying to get him to slide off.
He stopped.
I wasn't getting off the car.
Clearly.
You had plenty of time to get off the car.
Yeah.
Several times.
We got to get to, and we posted this story on our Facebook page if you want to watch it. It's incredible. It's incredible. It happened this weekend on the Mass Pike. This isn't something that happened back in the 70s.
No.
Like it was the Wild Wild West.
This is real.
It's just happened.
Yep. You had to see it in the news everywhere yesterday.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Well, if you didn't see it, you got to see it. Then you know what the audio, we got to get the audio of the end because now cars box him. So everyone starts to see what's happening, and they slowly box him in. Now, I thought it should have happened like a minute or two earlier.
Well, it takes folks a while, no coffee.
Yeah, but, you know, no one
Forces
wants to get their car dented.
Yeah.
But they start boxing him in, and then he gets boxed in.
Right.
And he won't get out of the car. And one driver tries to get him out of the car, and he keeps slamming the door.
Oh,
and
God.
Now here comes a good Samaritan with a handgun.
Oh, God.
I'll help.
Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Get out of the car!
I completely forgot about that guy.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Like, Jesus Christ, what is going on here?
The Wild West.
You have this guy is at the tail end of the car pointing towards the driver's door with a gun.
Right.
And then now the person who's got the camera phone is on the opposite. So if this guy fires and misses... The phone guy gets it.
That'd be an epic video, though. All of a sudden, it wavers a little bit.
I don't know if you want to use the word epic, but yeah, it certainly would have gone viral.
Why is he showing the sky all of a sudden?
Oh, my God.
What's that gurgling sound?
Or it ricochets off his phone,
right?
Hits the guy.
Wow.
Or shoots the guy with the gun.
That's mm-hmm. a trick shot right there. Boing, extra down. Points, yeah.
Off the phone.
Jeez. Right. Nothing but net.
Yeah. Then the state police arrive.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And what's funny, the second before the state police arrived, this guy keeps telling. So the guy gets out of the car and he's and gun guy is there. Get down on the ground. Get down on the ground.
Citizens arrest.
Right. And the SUV guy is just like, nah, I'm not getting down on the ground.
Nah.
I'm just going
to
say.
You're not a cop. I don't have to get down.
Right. And he's like, I'm not getting on the ground.
Right.
Did you say which day of the week this was that this happened?
It was Friday or Saturday.
Friday Saturday.
Okay,
yeah.
So this wasn't like on the way to like the Patriots rally.
No. Hold on. Was it Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
I mean, they were showing it on Sunday, so it might have been Saturday.
Yeah. So this guy is holding the gun. He's not a cop. He's holding a gun on a guy, screaming, get down on the ground. The guy's not listening.
Of course not.
There's a guy within the range of the bullet with a phone.
Right.
This is all bad.
Right.
And then the cop comes out, and he's got his gun drawn. Get down on the ground. Get down. Put the gun down. Put the gun down. I'm like, this is, oh, my God.
Wow.
This is road rage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Times 10.
Unreal. And then guess who gets down on the ground? The guy who's holding the gun.
Right.
He's the first one the cop goes after.
Right.
Drop the gun. Drop the gun. Step away from the gun. Put your hands up. Now get down on the ground. I'm cuffing you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're taking you out right now. I don't want your help.
Right.
Neutralized.
Right. Thanks anyway. But
done.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where the cell phone video stops.
Right.
Wow.
Holy friggin' crap. It's on our Facebook page if you want to take a look at it.
Yeah.
You're just driving down the road.
Normal day.
Next thing you know,
having some coffee,
bashing a windshield with a coffee mug, right. Holding onto a hood. And
yep.
Guy pulls a gun, and the cops show up, and weapons drawn. That could have easily ended horrible.
It could have, but didn't.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by PurpleFuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Funeral creates another funeral. Authorities are hunting for a gunman who killed a man and wounded two others at a funeral near Los Angeles.
One guy's already dead, though.
It happened Friday outside a church in Compton.
Compton? It's a nice neighborhood, too.
City of Compton.
Witnesses tell KABC-TV that an argument erupted between family members. The funeral was for a 29-year-old girl who died in a car accident.
Sad.
During the service, her grandmother was eulogizing her.
Oh, that was the eulogy.
A man suddenly stood up and began yelling.
Oh, man.
Seems like an odd time to get up.
I can't hear what you say!
Did you hear something nice about her that you disagree with?
Right, right. Yeah, it's in
like,
a wedding.
What gets you to stand up during a eulogy?
Right.
Yeah, there is no speak now or forever hold your peace at a funeral.
Yeah, my only thought is this guy is the father. And he's been separated from her and disagrees with how she was.
Maybe.
What would get you to stand up at a funeral?
Right. Did they fall asleep?
There's a mouse.
Yeah, and that was,
I noticed there's no pictures of me on any of these boards.
Right.
Just saying.
Right.
You spelled her name wrong.
I only made her.
Right. Really? He's on the board. He's on the board. I'm not on the board.
This would be non-denominational.
You ever go to a funeral, someone that you know, and you look around, see if you're on there?
Yes. Always.
It's like, did I rank?
Yep. Did I make it?
Did I make it? Was I important?
Yep. So far, no.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see the people that bring their own photos to tack on that board?
I was going to next.
I'm
going to
do that.
Yep. A couple of Polaroids.
No. A
couple of inappropriate pictures.
Right.
AJ will take a selfie of himself standing in front of the board.
Right.
Right.
Post it to the board.
Yeah.
That time I posed my feet.
I went to Eddie Sab's birthday party. I'm looking around at the board like I'm not on there. Not one picture.
No.
But Keith is on there.
I was just going to say, but the boss was on
it. And I'm like, that is such a BS, suck-ass career move.
Yes, it is.
Like, at your 50th, right. You're going to do a suck-ass right. career move.
Right.
Really?
Nothing to bother you, I'm telling.
No. I was happy to be there.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So anyway, back to this funeral where someone died.
Right.
Still mad.
So, yeah, this guy starts standing up and he's yelling and making a scene. And the next thing you know, they're out in the parking lot and hands are flying and things are going crazy. And then someone brought a gun to a funeral.
Oh.
I don't know, in case the person wasn't really dead.
They called it rest in peacemaker.
Make sure.
Rest in peacemaker. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a mortician. Any more business?
So bullets fly. Wow. One man died on the scene.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
That's what he said. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like, what do? Just like roll him inside.
Exactly.
He's already got a suit on.
Yeah, really? Yeah. That's going to be easy.
A little makeup on him. He's good.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. I've actually landed in the box. Yeah, better.
Two people were injured, brought to a hospital. Now, do you go to that funeral? To me, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to pass.
No.
Or are you just there like, well, R.I.P. just turn around.
I got the thing I got to be at. I can't stay.
Yeah. No, I can't come to this one.
I got the thing I got to do.
Yeah.
I'm busy that day.
Yeah, I got stuff.
Yeah, no, I went to the first one. Things. We're good. I'm going to read the book.
Mind being a pulp? Yeah, no, I'm good.
No. I need Kevlar.
Good luck. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Hold on.
Get some coffee.
Like I need a doctor.
Yeah, really. Where can we find one so fast?
I don't know. Oh, look at it.
Wow.
Doctor.
That's amazing.
Dr. Rao is here.
Wow.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. He's got rubber gloves. I don't think that's ever a good sign.
That's why I'm turning my hiney this way.
AJ's all excited.
It's like being at the airport.
He's got his hiney out.
It's like being at the airport.
Is he shaking it?
Yeah.
He's doing the wiggle.
You know, he does that thing in the meeting?
Yep. Where he wiggles.
He does this. This is AJ in the meeting. He goes over to the cabinet and he goes like this.
Yeah.
He'll be talking to us. It's like, what are you doing? Is that some kind of mating call?
No, it's called over-caffeinated.
He's like a puppy that's excited to see its owner come home.
Are you clenching down? Or
No.
You're not holding back?
No. Trust me on that. Let you guys have it.
All right. So Dr. Rao is here. Let's talk about the flu. So if you have any questions about anything, we're going to play Ask the Doctor.
Hey, look at that.
1-877-764-2535, and we're going to record this, and then the stuff that we like, we'll play back video on our social media.
Exactly.
The flu is deadly this year. How many people has it knocked off so far?
We've seen a couple of flu patients at our clinic. Many of them have got the flu shot and yet got the flu.
Oh.
Yeah, but this...
Wait,
that
what?
Endorsement right there.
It doesn't seem like I should get the flu shot. Right. Does the flu shot help? Let's start with that. Does the flu shot help?
It does help.
And it's deadly this year. 11 people in Connecticut died.
We haven't seen any in our clinic.
No. I'm not saying you killed them.
No. You guys are good.
No.
It's the other people.
So nothing at the Fairfield Urgent Care.
No.
Okay, and what's the other place?
Southwest?
At the Southwest, we haven't seen any of the Southwest. What I do at the clinic is when people come in there, they say, listen, I don't think it's the flu because I've had the flu shot. And I tell them, you can still get the flu. You can still get the flu after the flu shot. But what the flu shot does is helps your body prime to get ready for the flu.
Oh, okay.
So it is not so bad.
Right.
Wow. Like taking
so people
a test
come in
first.
There and they don't feel so bad. They don't have a fever sometimes. They don't feel like the previous years where they've been hit by a truck.
Right. Mm.
People come and say, I feel that I've been hit by a truck. I have the severe headache. This year it hasn't happened.
If you're older, it could prevent you from dying. Right, so you get the flu, but you don't die from the flu.
Yes, you prime your body with the flu vaccine so that when you get the flu, your body's prepared.
Now, every year we hear reports, wow, the flu is bad this year. It's killed this many people in Connecticut. Is that hype?
No, like, it's not hype.
Are you guys are walking around saying, wow, it's really bad this year?
They need business.
No, it has. People show up not feeling so bad. They come in there and say, no, I don't think this is the flu because they don't have a fever. We test them, we swab them, and we say, yes, you have the flu, even though you don't feel so sick this year.
So it's a tricky flu.
It's a tricky flu. So you have to stay home, and they all say, oh, no, I need to go to work because I feel okay. I say, no, you don't want to spread this to your colleagues.
Right.
No. You have to stay home.
What about the parents, right? So you have children, you have to send them to daycare so you can go to work. And sometimes they have a little bit of a sniffle or a cough or full blown.
Yeah.
And you send them anyway.
Correct.
That's a problem, right?
It is a problem. And we have this issue and say, listen, this is the time to stay home. Yes, you probably got the flu from daycare. It's okay. You don't have to keep
spreading. It's a breeding ground, actually.
It is.
Oh, yeah. It's like a petri dish, right?
It really
right?
is. Just waiting to swarm on
you. So you do what you have to protect your family. Stay home. The most important thing is to stay home when you have the flu. Or if you suspect, why is this lingering for so long? I need to protect myself.
Yeah.
And when you come and see us at the clinic, this is what I tell my patients. This is what you need to do is, one, stay home.
Yeah.
Rest. Don't do stupid things by going and exercising or shoveling the snow. I say, oh, I'm staying home. Let me do the chores. Let me just start. No, you have to
build
that
rock wall. Yeah.
You know when I make my mistake? I'll rest, but then there's that first day you feel like you have your energy back.
Uh-huh.
And I'll overexert myself or do something outside, and then I slide back.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to stay home, rest.
Full recovery.
Full recovery. Catch up on your Netflix. Take decongestants.
Now, but on Netflix, doctor, what can you recommend on Netflix? What do you watch on Netflix?
All the hospital shows?
Hospital, no.
Now, what do you watch on Netflix? What are you watching?
For me?
Yeah.
I've seen the Fire Island thing.
What was that?
Firefest. The documentary.
Oh,
right.
Firefest.
Firefest, right.
Yeah.
Fire Island is something totally different.
Yeah. Fire Island. I didn't
think
Fire Island.
Fire Fest.
That's one of the gloves.
Came back with new tricks.
Hey, you have a question for the doctor?
Yes, I do.
Who's
I've
this?
Had pneumonia 4 times since September. Been hospitalized twice.
Wow. You've had pneumonia 4 times?
Since September.
Yes.
Since September.
Damn. Where do you hang out?
I'm just trying to figure out why I keep getting it.
Likes you, obviously.
Hi, this is Dr. Rob. So you keep getting the pneumonia on the same side of your chest, the same lung?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you need to see, you need to see the lung specialist. Are you having reflux?
No. I am seeing a pulmonologist now.
Yeah, you have to figure out why you have a pneumonia on the same side of your chest. It's probably the right side of your lungs, right?
It's on my left side because I had a collapsed lung back in 2000.
Southpaw.
And they told me there's a lot of scar tissue there, and it might be causing it.
That could
well,
be
then you know why.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So that was easy. Yeah. So you knew why, you just didn't know why.
You want confirmation. Hmm.
Well, it's a mite. You know how doctors are.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
They can't commit 100%.
He's like, I'm a doctor. Hello.
Right here.
Come on, we're going to give you a shot in your eyeball. I'll get rid of your pneumonia.
Yeah.
Well said.
Thank you.
All right. Ask the doctor, 1-877-764-2535. Chuck in Naugatuck has an excellent question. We'll get to him in a second. Jennifer wants to know if you think I should get a chest x-ray.
You?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
so. I had a cold. I took the stuff. And then now I'm like, I've been coughing.
Yeah, you've been hacking. Yeah.
Yesterday, it kind of came back.
Like kennel cough, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the deal with that?
I haven't listened to your chest before we ordered the x-ray. Right. But I don't think you need an x-ray.
Yeah.
You've been, I've been watching you for the last 5-10 minutes. You haven't been coughing so much or short of breath.
It's periodically.
Yeah. That's the post-nasal drip.
Oh. As opposed to the prenasal drip.
So I did good with my checkup. First, I was happy to know the doctor doesn't have to put his finger up your butt when you do your thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Why? That's the first question you asked me that surprised me. We don't do that anymore.
No, I'm just going to shake your hand, but thank you.
Well, I didn't want it to happen, so I was very happy to hear.
That's not how you greet people anymore, but okay.
I was like, are you putting your finger up my butt today?
Do I look like it?
He's like, that costs extra.
Yeah. No,
I like that part.
I just got my fingernails done, man. We're good.
Yeah. No, it was a great staff over there. It was awesome. Your nurse said that I have the vitals of an athlete. Does he say that to everybody?
No.
He's a pickup line.
Rick. Rick is an honest guy. He tells you what it is.
Honest Rick. To the call.
No, that's good.
Sells cars on weekends.
That made me feel good.
Yes.
He sells honest cars Rick. On the weekend.
I'm Honest Rick.
No, as soon as whatever the first vital he took was, you work out.
Right.
And then he went on and took more. He's like, you have the vitals of an athlete.
Right. Now, he wanted the finger thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Let me check your athletic ass.
Chuck in Naugatuck, what's your question?
Yeah, so good morning, everybody.
Hey.
My wife and I, we were just talking about this yesterday. And if you remember that, like, airborne stuff that was huge, like, you know, a bunch of years
I still
back,
use it.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about zinc and vitamin C. And you know, my question is there any benefit to taking that stuff?
Zinc and vitamin C?
Great question.
Yeah.
Everybody does that, right?
I take it in the morning.
Airborne, zinc, and...
Yeah.
Yep.
So you you don't normally take it every single day, but when somebody else has at home has a cold,
or you take the booster.
Then you say, you know what, let me just start to protect myself taking all these things. That's a normal reaction. Do they actually work? Most of them don't.
It's your brain telling you?
Yeah. You say, oh, let me do what I can. I don't want to get sick. The only things that work, washing your hands, staying away from people.
Right. I'm curious.
I like the second part.
How do doctors...
I'm good at that.
How do doctors not catch the flu and just see people who have the flu?
Yeah. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Really? Stay away from your patients.
Wow.
Let the nurse do all the work.
Yeah.
There you go. See, like Rick.
That's why we wear gloves keep washing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Right.
And I carry my own stash of the pseudoephedrine.
That's what's that?
The only medication that dries up your cold. So you get the cold, you get the virus on your hands. No matter what you do, you catch it.
Right.
And we tend to touch our nose, so it goes right to the...
Clean your eye, nose, mouth, whatever.
So exactly. When you start having a cold, that's the time to dry your nose up. Mm. With this sort of fat.
Oh.
Huh. So then some of that stuff does work.
When we
if you take something that dries you out, right? Like
Sudafed.
Sudafed.
How do you get the Sudafed? You have to show your ID at the pharmacy to get it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nothing else works.
Right.
So that dries your mucus up. Again, you have to be careful taking Sudafed because as we age... It increases our risk of
I like problems. How you looked at AJ.
You have to be careful because...
hey, better than dying.
After 50 or 60, there's a risk for you having problems taking the Sudafed. So,
I can look right
at it. But you don't need to see the doctor to get the Sudafed. You walk into the pharmacy, show your ID, ask for the Sudafed, the 12-hour Sudafed.
So you're looking for your birth certificate, your birth date.
Correct. So you dry yourself up. You don't suck it up. You don't have the post-nasal drip what Chaz has.
Yeah.
And you don't need to see us.
What about vaping? Right? People think, I quit smoking.
I vape. Yeah.
Way better. Not so much, right?
Yeah.
As bad?
We don't know the long-term side effect. It's been around for a couple of years now, maybe a year or two or three. We don't know
more
the long-term.
More than that, but it's getting more popular. Mm.
We don't know the long-term side effects. See what happened to smoking after 50, 60 years, we realized...
It's exactly what I told you, Chaz, over the weekend. I said, 10, 20 years from now, we're going to know how bad this stuff is and that the companies are putting in stuff to make you addicted to it.
Right. You better with weeding. Sorry. <Right.
laughs> So you'd say vaping is just as bad as smoking or it's just unknown?
It's unknown right now, but anything you're taking into your lungs is not good if you don't need it.
Like air. Hmm.
Don't take air.
No. Right. In bad neighborhoods? No.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Chicken soup.
What about it? I'll take some.
It helps.
Oh.
Does it really, or is that more of a mental thing?
It helps. It's you're eating healthy, you're staying home, and...
makes mom happy.
The truth about eating something hot is as the steam goes up, it helps clear your passages, loosens the mucus, blow it up.
When I was a kid... My dad would put, like, Vicks on my chest.
I used to hate that.
Or right on the, like, right under your nose.
Or in your nose. My mom used to check
I like that smell. Now, does that work? Yes or no?
What about steam inhalation? Did y'all do steam inhalation growing up?
No. What was that? You put a towel, like, over a pot or whatever?
I had a friend did it once.
Yeah, you did that?
No.
No?
Did that stuff work?
It worked. And I remind people when they come to see me.
AJ's grandmother would have a cow urinate on his face.
Yes.
Does that help?
Only during a certain moon, though.
Oh, gotcha.
No.
All right.
He almost believed for a second.
He was like, it's AJ. That's you kind of believe it.
Look. His face just dropped like,
what?
I
didn't
know. He's going DCF.
It's a little late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So steam inhalation makes a big difference. And every person I said, this is what my grandmother did. This is what we did when we were kids.
Do you put anything in the water?
You don't need to. Even though in those days you put wicks in the water, you did stuff.
You put what in the water?
They put wicks in the
Wicks,
eucalyptus oil or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I asked everybody who comes in, I said, do you remember ever going to the doctor after doing the steam inhalation or taking antibiotics? And they said, no, it cured me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
My friend just turned the shower on really hot and just let the whole place get really steamy and just in
the bathroom. Because the hot water pot.
The neti pots.
Seems like there's a potential for a burn.
Yes.
No.
If the pot moves.
There's very specific instructions we give patients. Once it's hot, take it to the kitchen sink, put it in the sink, and lean over it.
Right.
That's smart.
Because there's gravity involved, there's physics involved. It's not just like, it's an old mother's tale.
Right.
Yeah, way better.
If you do it in the steam shower, your steam goes in, loosens the mucus, but as it drips down, you're basically getting it into your lungs.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Huh.
So the steam pot is way, way better. than doing it in the steam shop.
Oh, but your pores also look really good.
Yeah, it does. It does.
All right. And then we're linked up to your stuff at ChazAndAJMorning.com, Fairfield Urgent Care. Right. Get that place.
Get the flu shot. It's protected.
Get it.
Yes.
It's not too late.
It's not too late. No.
Never too late.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Rao. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Why are you at court today? Street Pete went out and talked to Chris, who appears to be stoned. Which court was this?
That was Manchester.
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 All right. Let's take a listen.
Hi. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
What are you here for today?
So what has happened was I was driving. I was leaving a show.
All right.
In
stop.
Brooklyn.
Out of the car, please.
Seriously. How do you think of the hold up?
Oh, man.
Very slow talker.
Wow. This is a judge.
You're at court.
Right.
Right. That's the one place you just want to show up your best.
Exactly. Fresh as a daisy.
Fresh as a daisy.
Not loopy.
Not loopy.
So what has happened was I was driving... I was leaving a show in Brooklyn, driving home to Connecticut, and I had a headlight out on my car, and I'm like 15 minutes away from my house, so I'm like, okay, I'll like take one hit for my one hitter of weed, and then all of a sudden, maybe like 10 minutes later, I'm like almost at my house at this point, there's a cop, and I'm like, oh, okay, let's see what happens.
Let's
see what happens. Good experiment right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take one hit.
Right. How harsh was this hit? Because it's, like it's still affecting her.
Right.
Can you hear it in her voice?
Yeah.
A big hit she had.
That was a big hit.
It was a doozy.
It's all I'm focused on.
Yeah. And then there's the cop. Let's see how this goes.
Let's see how this goes.
Right. I have a headlight out, and I'm going to smoke in my car.
I couldn't wait 15 more minutes till I got home.
Right.
Let me have a hit now.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Right.
And they pull me over. They smell weed. They ask me if I have any weed. I say no.
But you want some?
Pete, were you able to smell weed on her at this point?
I was able to see the gloss in her eyes.
Right.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I guess when you smoke it, and it's not like recent, it goes away. But you don't want to smell like that in court. But unless it's the CBC, whatever.
What's that?
The vape.
Oh.
Yeah.
The vape oil. Because that's pretty strong, too.
Yeah.
And they sell that.
So you're looking at her, and you're like, I think you're stoned.
You're glazed.
No, you can tell. Her eyes are good.
Yeah, like
but she was a really attractive woman, too, where
I like
her eyes were really blue and exotic. But with the gloss and the red behind it, it almost looked like
she was every color of the rainbow.
Exotic.
Red eyes, white
eyes,
blue.
Eyes were like an American flag, red, white, and blue.
I want to salute her.
Very patriotic.
Mainly red.
Yeah.
Nicole Betsy.
Ask me if I have any weed. I say no. Then.
So you waited till you got the Connecticut to hit the weed?
Yeah, which. Well, I waited till I was like almost at my house.
For what reason?
Just because, I didn't want to be, on, highways or,
the smaller roads where people walking is a much better choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a highway myself.
More likely to actually run into a cop and see what happens.
She waited till she almost got home.
Right.
This seems like a good time to smoke.
Let's see what happens.
I know the roads here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just do it in the driveway?
Yeah, really.
On, highways or,
why wouldn't you want to get high on a highway?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm just asking.
Right.
High on a highway.
I parked in a parkway.
Right.
Highways or and I also just wanted to save it because what I had on me was just crumbs, so it was the last of it. So they caught me with paraphernalia, a grinder, crumbs, and then what got me was something I had. 3.5 Klonopins, which is...
What's that?
Pills?
Oh.
Klonopins.
Mm. Mm.
Those are things you use to hang laundry up.
That's later.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Well.
Mm. All right, so she had some crumbs. I could see, waiting until you almost get home.
Right.
Now that makes sense.
Or just wait till you actually get home and use all your crumbs.
When you're riding that dirty, though, you should not be doing anything that you can smell. When you
I have a headlight out. I have drugs on me. Right. Let me smoke some weed.
Let me
right
up
now.
The ante.
Yeah, right. I was just watching the Instagram post.
Oh.
getting a lot of views on it. AJ was supposed to be recording me get a flu shot, but he focused on his favorite subject.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wanted to get my reaction to you getting a flu shot. Anybody could do it. That's film noir, okay? Right.
Anyone could tape someone getting a flu shot.
I think directors should actually tape themselves directing. Who cares about their actors on stage?
Right.
Let's watch the real stuff going on.
AJ's like the grandpa that gets his reaction to, like, his granddaughter graduating.
Right.
It's like, yeah, forget this life moment. I'm going to get me in the stands.
Here's
exactly. Because I don't know how to work it.
Exactly. Reacting self-love is the most important love of all.
Here. Yeah. Here's a view straight up my nostrils.
With my nostrils.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR Street. Pete is here. Where was this, Meriden?
Chris is Manchester.
Manchester. Chris is at Manchester Court. She was driving home from where? Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Went to see a show in Brooklyn.
Yeah. She's on her way home, and then she...
Only 15 minutes to go.
15 minutes to go. She had some crumbs, and she decided to do a one-hitter. She only has one headlight, so she gets pulled over.
One headlight, one hitter.
What got me was something. I had 3.5 Klonopins, which is narcotics, so it's a felony. So
she had more than just weeds.
Yeah, more than just weeds.
She had more than just weeds. So
yeah. And that I totally forgot about that.
Well, you spake twice.
Besides the fact that I'm on drugs, which I had on me.
You
right, hold on.
That's why you forgot.
Forgot.
I also forgot I was driving a car.
Right.
I also forgot I wasn't wearing pants.
Or how to talk.
I also forgot a whole bunch of people supposed to drive home.
How to say words.
They're still in Brooklyn.
Man, her voice is...
It's irritating.
It's unbearable.
I'm getting stoned listening to her. This is great.
Just say what you want to say.
Yeah, if you pull her over, even if you don't see anything and she's talking to us, like, all right, get in the car.
Yeah.
You're going in.
Right. Or if you're the prosecutor, you might just say, all right, get out. I don't want to hear this anymore.
Nobody else getting turned on by this?
Nope.
That's one of those girls who's like, I'm not showing you my ID.
Yeah, Pete says she's attractive.
Yeah.
Just not really dressed well, but you can see if she stepped it up a little bit.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Bang, boom, yeah.
Yeah, and that I totally forgot about that. Besides the fact that I'm already prescribed benzos, which I had on me in that.
So you're walking pharmacy.
How old would you say she is?
22, 23.
Oh, that's so sad.
When you got to do benzos at that age or something.
What are benzos?
Benzos for, I guess it's heroin or something.
Like, I don't know. Look at me. I have no idea.
It's an AJ.
Hey, you should know this street.
What are benzos? Sorry, I never rode the horse.
You look like a druggie.
I never rode the horse, but I'm good.
What's the horse?
Heroin.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Horse?
The horse.
The 70s.
Yep. Hey, I watched Beretta.
This is how we were educated about this stuff.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
The rookies once a week.
All right, she's 23, and Pete just had a good line. You're a walking pharmacy.
Well, it's Chris. That's a C from CVS.
She's the C in CVS. All right, go ahead.
Which I had on me in that.
So you're a walking pharmacy.
Well... Not necessarily.
And who's that voice in the background? Is that a voice?
All people in the front of the courthouse.
Parole officer.
Okay.
Yeah. I get them prior to going in.
Well, not necessarily, but...
Not necessarily. Yeah. So she didn't say, no, I am not a walking pharmacy.
No, it's more of a...
Not necessarily.
It's more like a satellite office.
I don't take insurance.
Most of the stuff's at my house.
Right. Because at a pharmacy, you give it away. She's keeping it.
Exactly, right.
All right, hold on. We're getting some definitions here. Mike and Derby?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's benzo?
Benzo is a Xanax. Klonopin is like a weaker Xanax. And you could hear it in her voice right when you played it. I said, she's on some kind of benzo. She's on Xanax, Klonopin, stuff like that. I've heard it 1,000 times.
So. Oh.
I've been at benders, been at benzos.
See, to me, she sounds like she's from California.
No.
Get right back.
That slur, if you heard that before, I heard it right when you talked. I said, man, she's on some pills. And then she said it, so...
But really?
Could be a DMV, yes.
Now, how would you know that, Mike?
When I was a young man, I was a little crazier. You know, I'm older now, so I'm more mature. You know,
so you were around people who did that, and so you know.
Oh, yeah, I did Klonopin years ago, and they're like mind erasers. The next day, I never used to remember. Oh, they were awful. I hated them.
Wow.
That was me, personally. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, no,
I had
right.
fun with other stuff, but I didn't like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, guys, have a good one.
All right, Mike. Okay, so it wasn't heroin.
But. No.
All right, go ahead.
Well, not necessarily, but
Yeah, so yeah, when someone says you're a walk-in pharmacy and you say, not necessarily, but...
No, she was walking.
What do you need?
She was driving. I'm a driving pharmacy.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily a pharmacy, right. But...
Yeah. Listen to me. I can't walk.
You have money, then.
The funny part of the story was I got pulled over on Elm Street, so that was my nightmare on Elm Street.
All of that work of that punchline, boy. Makes it funny. Totally worth it.
Sorry, Pete, what makes that funny? Go ahead.
So what makes it funny?
It was just I barely had anything. Like, I mean, that...
Yeah, she can't answer this question.
She's struggling. Oh, no.
It's like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street. This is a nightmare.
You know what they say?
It's funny.
If you have to explain the joke.
There was that movie, and then Will Smith had a song.
But it was a very simple question, right?
Right.
Like, he knows she's trying to make a joke, but that simple question.
Mm-hmm. She asked if he was wasted.
Right. Totally, like,
That was my
closer.
Street Pete is here. And he went to Manchester Court, ran into Chris, and she's at court because she got caught smoking weed in the car with one headlight.
Yep.
She's 15 minutes from home.
It's a Wallflower song.
From Brooklyn.
One headlight.
It turns out she had some pills on her.
3.5 Klonopin's, Chess.
And what does that mean, 3.5?
I don't know.
Almost 4?
Does that mean she's broke one in half?
I have no idea.
Sure.
Couldn't tell you.
That's what I was picturing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the milligrams of each pill.
Or she stepped on one accidentally.
Right.
Crushed it.
That sounds like a lot, but I guess I don't know.
I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
I'm glad I don't know.
Yeah.
And where are we in this story now?
Confused.
Yeah.
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 She had her nightmare on Elm Street.
That's
that was
right.
It, right.
Like, I mean, that... Where I was pulled over, consequences.
That's what I sound like on a Saturday.
Yes. Yeah. But you know what she's doing? She's doing the opposite of what AJ does. So AJ will speak fast and flubble.
Yes.
She'll just take a long time to think about what the next word's going to
be. Yeah, like if a snail could talk, it would sound like this.
Right.
Now... I can almost laugh about it, but, you know, maybe in, like, a few months, I can, like, actually laugh about it.
We should remember.
I can actually laugh about it.
I plan to laugh later.
She has that Amy Gray, right?
Yes. Yep. Hey, guys. It's me, Amy Gray. So how many Klonopins do you need to put in your headlight?
Do a show with his dick.
the classics.
Yeah. Not you, AJ. The guy she works with.
I know.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
I'm cool.
You made a face like I was referencing him.
No. Right. I was thinking about lunch.
All right. Okay.
Probation.
Yeah, probation.
You mean
so maybe we can think of rehab, maybe, or.
You know, I'm hoping. You know, maybe like an early intervention program for a few. weeks, and then test positive, and then leave, and then probation.
Wait, hold on.
This
is what she's looking to get. She
doesn't,
court.
She doesn't want to test positive. I don't understand.
Yeah, really. Does she not get what it means?
Is she predicting the future?
So an early intervention would be before this happens.
Right.
This would be an intervention after the fact.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Weeks and then test positive and then leave and then probation.
He said test positive.
Wait, what?
I like that she said that you caught that. Go ahead.
He said test positive. Though.
And then test negative. Like, positive isn't good. I'm.
Yeah. So you know. Yeah. I know.
What was it? And then.
Yep. She's off the air.
This is where I want to
go.
Her trigger.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you mean the signal went to test pattern?
Oh, yeah, it's gone. Yeah. It's This ends your broadcasting
day. She said
day.
She lost it. She did.
Yeah.
This is her nightmare on Elm Street. This is where she's been trying to stay up for 3 days straight so she doesn't go to sleep and get killed.
Yeah, her one headlight went entirely out. Yeah. There's no headlights anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's look at the positive. she made it to court.
She did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might not be the day she's supposed to be there, but
or the
she
town
is there.
That she's supposed to be in.
Right.
We don't know.
We don't know if she's at the right court or if it's the right day, but she did make it to court. Mm-hmm.
She's probably still explaining in front of a judge right now as we speak.
She's calling and check.
Okay, so when I get to the end of the
right.
And then
you've been here for 4 days, lady.
What did she say? Ask me?
I think she said, I lost my, like, and then she lost her train of thought. Yeah.
Oh, no. I left the track a long time ago.
That's my title. I think she's still high. I wanted to drink bleach by the end of this. I was like, oh, my God.
That's extreme.
Pete, a recovering
She probably has some, actually.
Pete went back to doing drugs.
Right.
He couldn't take it anymore.
Just understand her.
Yeah. Hey, well, she showed up.
She
That's
did.
Good.
Yeah.
God bless her.
She's ready to take
in the right
responsibility.
Yeah. Exactly. Back to DMV.
It's positive. It's negative. And then...
Are you high right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So hopefully your case goes out good today.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing I would have done was when you asked, which is a great question, are you high right now? And she said, no, I'm not. You leave it. And you don't say a word and just keep the phone in front of her face.
Yeah, because she'll keep talking.
Because then... The next thing is going to be...
I was this morning when I woke up.
You're going to get something else. Right.
But then I had a coffee.
Yeah, so you need to give her a half a second to say, oh, he knows.
And I work in Hartford. And I introduce legislation. I love it. Have you seen my bills?
Yeah. I like her. She's...
she's cool.
She's working her way through her problems.
Right.
That's all.
Exactly right.
Sometimes you got to go to court to work your way through your problems.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So hopefully your case.
I like Pete just this minute. Like okay, yeah, yeah,
yeah. You can't.
And I'm Santa Claus.
Yeah, really. You're lying down the sidewalk, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Are you stoned right now? No. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully. And then I had a point to make. But I forget. So.
That's the best.
Yeah, I like that.
That's baked.
I think she's honest.
Yeah.
She's a very honest person.
She is.
Who was behind you guys?
I'm interested in that conversation because I heard him saying something about her having the time of her life or something.
And there's music going on.
Like, so, and I heard, I don't know if I heard this right, but it sounded like the guy said, and I have a gun.
Oh, really?
Jeez.
I guess the court officer?
Right, can we go back?
Yeah, I think it's over here, but I'm not 100%. Right there.
Oh, I've got a gun.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Oh, he said, I got a gun.
Oh, wow.
I heard it. I was like, oh, who's there?
That was hopefully a court officer.
Hopefully, I was going to say, otherwise, Pete, you're in danger.
Yeah, don't talk to him.
Yeah. The guy's in the back saying, that's my girlfriend. If that guy doesn't get out of here, I have a gun.
There's a lot of conversations that happen prior to court.
No, actually, it's more like, if she doesn't shut up, I've got a gun.
I remember I was outside Derby Court like years ago for some stupid motor vehicle infraction that I couldn't just pay a fine for. I had to go in front of a judge.
Aren't they all?
I'm crapping myself. I would never show up even hungover.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in my best clothes.
Yeah.
You could tell I don't wear them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm dressed up for court.
Right.
Clothes.
Right.
Are you a lawyer?
I'm standing outside and I'm very nervous and there's an area for people to smoke. And this one guy's eating a Stewart sandwich. Remember those sandwiches?
You would tell me
they were
like
in a machine.
For like years.
Years.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
The least fresh is like, I don't even know. I think the government didn't even keep track of food back then. And, you know, so he's eating this sandwich and he says, this might be the last good meal I have for a long time.
Good meal.
I'm like, oh boy, man, you got to put your standards up higher. One and two, how bad is jail food?
Really?
A Stewart sandwich is like better than that.
Yeah, that's Thanksgiving.
I'm sure that made you feel great walking in a car.
Oh, yeah, I was crapping myself.
Yeah, I'll roll in anywhere right now.
I was, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, sir, no, sir. The Patriots had their big send-off party yesterday. Let's check in with our Boston correspondent, Petey Boy.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
They had over 35,000 people there. My brother went, and they were tailgating.
Yeah.
Of course they
are. There you go, brother.
Yeah.
He called me up. He was like,
What was he like?
Did he fall asleep?
No,
I'll
bet you that was his exact quote.
That's how you say hi there. Yeah.
So you were busy. You couldn't go. Your brother goes. They're tailgating 35,000 people. I was surprised and impressed by that.
And for, I saw the text first, and I'm like, that's got to be BS.
Brady said it was the biggest turnout. It really was. I mean, if you saw a picture of it, the whole lower end of the whole stadium was full of people.
Full. So it's packed.
Pretty impressive.
Packed. But they're full of
I saw the aerials, and I thought, that's very cool, especially when you consider how many times they've gone to the Super Bowl. People seem to get used to it and accustomed to it to where it's like, I've been there.
Yeah, another day.
You know, to have the fans get excited.
They were pretty stoked. And I was talking to my friend Catherine O'Connor. She lives in Atlanta, and she said there were even people at the airport that were down there already.
No kidding.
When the plane flew in.
Well, did they think that the game was yesterday? How come there's no cars here? We just drove right up to the stadium.
Unbelievable.
There you go. Yeah. It was all free too.
Well,
until I handed out like 500 Dewey's for they never make their tax base.
All right, Petey boys, are you going to the Super Bowl, or what are your Super Bowl plans?
Well, I was going to go out to Vegas, but that's not going to happen. So, I'll probably hang out with my kids and stuff and just watch it. You know,
how old are your kids?
They're early 20s.
Oh.
I'm wicked old.
Right, you're well preserved though.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, right.
We'll do all the alcohol.
Yeah. All right, we'll check in with you before the Super Bowl.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, Petey boy. Kyle, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Thank you for holding.
Yeah. Good morning, gang.
Morning.
What's happening, brother?
So we got a little bit of a problem here, Chaz. The selfie timer thing, already a problem. Do I have a second here to tell you my story?
Yes, you do.
So Sunday morning, peaceful, quiet Sunday morning, I'm cooking my breakfast, and AJ stole that quiet, innocent Sunday morning right away from me, right from under my feet.
You didn't want it anymore.
Nope. Well, I'm waiting to flip over my eggs. I take a quick little browse of the Instagram. Just so happens Sunday morning. You know, AJ, why don't you tell them? What were you doing Sunday morning, AJ?
I was having breakfast.
Sick puppy.
What happened?
I was having
AJ
breakfast.
Put up a selfie picture, the selfie timer picture, on Sunday morning, and it was by far the creepiest, most terrifying AJ picture I've ever seen. So he set up the selfie timer picture.
I'll take it from there. I did. Remember we were talking during the podcast. You're gonna set up like a long shot.
No, he's justifying. Don't let him justify.
You shut the hell up for a second.
No,
thank you very much.
It's Kyle's call. Let Kyle finish.
Okay.
What did you see, Kyle?
You could have your second. You could give your fake cleaned up story. He's gonna whitewash it. Let me tell you the real story.
Yeah. What
AJ,
happened?
Sunday morning, AJ put up the picture of he put his phone at the end of his bed, so we had a full shot of the entire bed, and he put his feet up right in the camera, up close, feet up in the air, and he had the most menacing, evil grin smile I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I was calling it up yours, people.
And he deleted it within like 10 minutes. He let all of us react to it. He got all the rats hot. You know, I represent the rats of social media. I got all of crazy. And then he ripped it right down. AJ, why did you take the picture down so quick?
Actually, I gave it an hour because I wanted to see. I'm like, watch how pissed off. I even put about watch how mad everybody gets in the caption.
You're a sick, sick man, AJ. You're a sick puppy. I want you to know that. You ruined my breakfast. You ruined my innocent Sunday morning.
I got my hour.
Dogs.
I got my hour, and I deleted it. That's all I was doing, was an hour. Because Pam saw it. Jennifer saw it. They hit like. She hit like. Everybody else hit like.
They're doing that to be polite.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Totally, I know.
So I'm so mad.
No one wants to see that.
Because this morning I was like, oh, you know what? I should have, I got to show Chaz.
Right.
So I was going to have it all ready to show you this morning.
Oh, no screenshot.
And I didn't take a screenshot. I wasn't even thinking.
Get his phone right now. Get his phone. Get his camera roll. Phil, Pam, who's sitting next to him? Get his phone. It's in there.
Nope, it's gone. You really it.
You might want to look in there anyway. Who knows what's in there?
But now we know what AJ's bedroom looks like.
Right.
There's
got to
be.
Shots.
Yeah.
Right.
Nope.
Come on, it's still on your phone.
It was an experiment. Now I deleted it.
If he has
an iPhone, there's a recently deleted like garbage pail you could pick. Like it's like the trash bin.
It's totally still in there.
You mean the place to eat out of?
who knows what's going on.
The place you eat out of. So weird.
I knew it was going to be like this. I'm like,
Kyle, thank you for being a proud member of the Rats of Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yo, every Monday, I'm going to be calling in with my weekend rat report. It's going to be the new thing here. Just in case you guys missed something, I'll be
case,
on it.
I'm gonna make a special photo for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be my ass this time.
But see, now you could use him as an excuse to post what you want. That's the thing. My favorite Kyle quote is, AJ, you're a sick, sick man.
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard that before.
He's like, yeah, and?
You guys got to get the picture. He has it. He's lying. I know.
I know you are. AJ, you definitely have that picture.
Nope. All gone.
There's got to be like an internet cache where we could still find it somewhere.
Yeah. All right, Kyle, thank you. Thanks for holding for so long.
Thank you, guys.
Cachet.
Chaz and AJ, PLR.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money.